From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian airbase for a second day Wednesday, carrying out more strikes in Syria. The defense ministry said those targets were again Islamic State militants. Moscow-based Kharkiv analyst Alexander Baunov said the tactical goal by Russia is to reach overwhelming force in Syria and closer ties with Iran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view that the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful. It only complicates what he calls a very dangerous situation.
Our concerns remain very vivid, and we're trying to remain focused on, specifically with Aleppo, but on a broader scale, trying to get a cessation of hostilities back in place in Syria, and this doesn't help it.
Russia first announced strikes using heavy bombers and fighter bombers from an Iranian base Tuesday. An Iranian official who heads the Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee said there's no permanent stationing of Russian forces in his country. Zimbabwean police Wednesday fired tear gas and water cannon to break up dozens of protesters opposed to the reintroduction of local banknotes. The protesters marched in the capital, Harare, with the intent of demonstrating outside the central bank's headquarters. Promise Mkwananzi was among those marching.
The message is very clear that Robert Mugabe must now resign and pave way for the fresh impetus of the country. And that is what we are going to be doing. Whether he listens, whether he doesn't, what is going to happen is that we, the people, are going to take back our power.
Zimbabweans fear the banknotes aimed at bridging a currency shortage will lead to another bout of hyperinflation similar to what occurred in 2008. It is the latest sign of public discontent in that southern African country, beset by an ailing economy and high unemployment. This is VOA News. The second highest-ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London defected to South Korea. Tae Young-ho arrived with his family in Seoul. He said he's told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for democracy and concern over his children's future. Tae is believed to be the most senior North Korean diplomat to defect to the South. Thousands of people, including Batharengi Merville, lined up Wednesday for yellow fever vaccinations in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa.
La fièvre jaune, c'est une maladie.
He said yellow fever is a cruel illness, and even though he's vaccinated for just 1 year, he's encouraging others to do it. The vaccination campaign aimed at curbing a yellow fever outbreak which began in Angola. Health officials hope to vaccinate 14 million people but are only receiving a diluted dose because of limited supply. A civilian and a policeman were both killed Wednesday in clashes in the northeast town of Beni in Democratic Republic of Congo during a protest against the inability of the government to halt civilian massacres by rogue rebel groups. At least 50 people were killed in the latest incident Saturday by suspected Ugandan rebels. South Africa's two main opposition parties, the Democratic Alliance and Economic Freedom Fighters, announced Wednesday they are unable to form coalition governments in parts of the country's key cities following this month's local elections. Musi Maimane is leader of the Democratic Alliance.
It is quite clear that we would never agree on ideological issues. Couldn't be. Never be able to do that.
But he welcomed the EEF's pledge to back his party on council matters against the African National Congress, which suffered its biggest electoral setback since becoming the country's dominant post-apartheid party, losing municipal control of Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Port Elizabeth, cities the ANC controlled since 1994. One person was killed, several wounded Wednesday in the Malian capital Bamako in clashes outside a courtroom with police against the arrest of a popular radio show host, Mohamed Youssef Bathily, known as Raz Bath, a frequent government critic. He had been charged with breaking public morality rules. The court hearing was postponed. What's called the world's largest aircraft lifted off Wednesday on its maiden flight north of London. The Airlander 10, described as part airplane, part helicopter, part airship, and measures more than 90 meters long. Stephen McGlennon is the chief executive of the manufacturer hybrid air vehicles.
What it does now is fly point to point, a bit like a giant helicopter, taking bigger loads, longer distances, cheaper, safer, and crucially, without the same damage to the environment.
The aircraft can reach an altitude of 4,900 meters, designed to stay aloft for days, even weeks unmanned, can carry cargo and conduct military and commercial surveillance. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.